You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us back to Saxony, the year 1284, and tells the tale of the Pied Piper of Hamelin.
A very old and dark legend that many people are familiar with comes to us from 13th century Germany. It involves a figure by the name of the Pied Piper of Hamelin, but few people know that the legend is based on what appears to be an actual history that evolved over time into a fairy tale that was repeated as a way of frightening children, and for that matter, adults as well. According to the legend, the small town of Hamelin was dealing with a terrible rat infestation when suddenly a brightly clad piper appeared in the village and offered to rid the area of the pests in exchange for money. As the story then goes, the piper drew all of the rats away from the village with his musical gift, but then the people of Hamelin refused to make payment. The piper was furious and made a public promise that he would soon exact his revenge on the villagers. Apparently true to his word, he returned a few weeks later and used his melodic piping to lead all of the children away from Hamelin, who were never seen again. Some versions of the legend claim that there were actually a few children left behind in Hamelin. For instance, one who was blind and could not see the group leaving, and one who was deaf and could not hear the piper's music. This unusual tale actually appears very early in the history of Hamelin. It is recounted in detail for us in a 15th century manuscript that also describes its depiction in the stained glass of the local church. Unfortunately, this particular church in Hamelin was destroyed in the 17th century. The manuscript in question states that 120 of the village children were, quote, seduced and lost by a piper clothed in many colors in the year 1284. Interestingly, there is no mention of a rat infestation or the town's unwillingness to pay the piper for his services, only that the town lost almost all of its children to the seductive music of colorful and charming piper. So what of this legend? How much of it is true? Clearly, since the loss of so many children appears in medieval chronicles as having been an actual historical occurrence, we must give some attention to it as an actual event. However, it is possible that the tale involving the disappearance of the children of Hamelin at the hands of a piper might also represent the personification of a natural occurrence, such as an outbreak of plague. By making an association with a rat infestation, one might come to the conclusion that the Pied Piper is death itself. Although the timeline for the bubonic plague epidemic came nearly a century later, it is yet possible that some other illness struck the village and was only later recounted in a way that involved medieval plague themes. At least one other theory has circulated that the children of Hamelin were lost to a mysterious children's crusade, an event that scholars have mostly debunked as having ever occurred. Whatever else one can presume, the historical record leaves us with the impression that something claimed the lives of the children of Hamelin in 1284. Undoubtedly, the story of the Pied Piper has evolved and changed over the centuries. Although we may never fully understand its origin, it would be careless to dismiss it as just another fairy tale. Interestingly, this particular legend is the source of a common expression that we use yet to this day. To say we must pay the piper is to say that we owe a debt that must be paid, lest we face some very unpleasant consequences.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.